Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, hour number three of a three-hour show, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. We've got friend of the show, Vince Goodwill, Yahoo Sports NBA writer, host of the Good Word podcast, and Rob Parker's former nephew. Yes, former nephew. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. And we're going to go to the NFL, Rob. Jerry Jones, of course, was running his mouth. Talked to a friend of the show, Clarence Hill, beat writer who covers the Cowboys. And Jerry's at the Senior Bowl scouting. So here's what he told him about Dak Prescott.
Dak has done nothing to change my mind on any promise for the future. I think I said in the deal that we'd go as far as Dak takes us in the playoffs. Remember that?
Right.
I go as far as Dak takes us.
Right. How you feel you're playing?
And that's how far we went.
Right.
Okay, so my point is that doesn't change a thing. Okay. Where we'll go as far as Dak takes us.
That's hilarious to me, Rob, that he actually said, and that's how far we went. It'd be one thing if they got to the first round exit. Right, lost in a battle. You know, they got stomped by the freaking seventh seed. Stomped by the youngest team to make the playoffs in nearly 50 years. On your home turf where you had won 16 straight games. I mean, that was
– it was as embarrassing as it gets. Right.
It really was, Rob. It was. I don't remember all the playoff losses, but to me, that's the worst. It's certainly the worst I've seen from the Cowboys
in
my life.
Well, considering where they were, Chris, and the idea that, like you said, they had won 16 straight – they're a different team at home.
At home. Yes.
Right, they're a different team. So you didn't get that. Somehow that team didn't show up and all the other stuff. And we already know, like, they've always been kind of lukewarm on Dak. We talked about that, Chris, waiting, prolonging it, their contract because it cost him a lot more money. Dak wound up getting, right, the first year of that deal, like $75 million because they had waited.
I remember the talk was, should you give him 30?
Yeah.
Should you give him 28? I mean, really, that was the talk. And
they waited,
to pay him a lot more. Yeah. Let me ask you, this is the question I want to ask you, because we know the Cowboys obviously want to win a Super Bowl. Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as your quarterback?
I mean, could you win? Sure, if you have a great defense. Yes, I'm not saying you couldn't. Because we've seen lesser quarterbacks win Super Bowls when they have dominant defenses, and you just if you have that day, Chris, where you show up and you don't turn the ball over and make any mistakes, could you win? Sure, but I think the problem is you don't feel like you could win because of Dak. Like Dak is not going to carry you there. You have a so-so defense. Oh, he's just going to throw the lights out of it, the ball. You know what I mean?
Right,
and beat you in that way. Like, you could say whatever you want about Eli Manning, and I know we talk about him every so often. There's no denying in the playoffs, Chris, he got it done, right? Can we say that?
He, like, he did get it done. I mean, I honestly, and I think you probably agree with this, Dak was a better, it is a better regular season
quarterback. No doubt about it.
I was, but it counts, which that's not irrelevant, but at the end of the day, the bigger thing is what you do in the playoffs.
Right, but because that's what you're gonna, people are going to look at and say, dude, like, all right, it was nice that you won 16 in a row and you shredded and you were the NFC player, the offensive player of the month, Chris, in November or December, whatever it
and
was.
And you probably finished second in MVP, Rob.
And all that. But that's – we've seen the movie. And it's not like he's played one – he's been 8 years. He's been around for 8 years, Chris. It's not new.
Brock Purdy's already got twice as many playoff wins as Dak.
How many playoff wins does Dak have?
Two.
Is that all he has?
2-5. Yep, 2-5. And Brock Purdy's 4-0.
Chris, can I give you one that will rock people's world?
Give me a hint because I want to see if I can guess it.
Okay.
Is it a stat or what?
Yeah, stat. Jets quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I have no idea where you're going.
Mark Sanchez has 4 road playoff wins, Chris. 4.
Now, I knew that. Yep. I knew
you
that.
Know how hard it is to win on the playoff? 4.
Yep. Nah, I remember
and
that.
He wasn't that good, right?
No. Look, I think you pretty much hit it on the head with Dak. There are quarterbacks, Rob, that we would say, I think he's going to win a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow. It's early, but you might say that about C.J. Stroud. Maybe Lamar. I mean, obviously, it was disappointing what he did in the last playoff game. He had a great one before that. But
can I
Lamar
say this?
Is close to that. Go
ahead. Let me just say this. If Lamar played the way that he plays, Chris, and they lost, I would be way more disappointed. I know he could play better than that. Do you know what I mean? Like what he did that Sunday just did not make any sense to me. So I'm not saying that he can play better than that. That's not his game. That's all I'm going to say on that.
No, I feel you. But Josh Allen, he hadn't been to a Super Bowl yet, but I think you feel like he's – if I had to bet, Rob, I would say before he's done, he gets at least one. That's what I would say.
I'm not convinced because I think there's something Jim Kelly and the Bills, Chris, had an awesome team for a stretch. They couldn't win one. There's something that just doesn't, and I don't know if it's the 13 seconds in Kansas City, Chris, that they'll never overcome. I don't know, but they should have by now. And because they haven't, you start losing players, you start losing coaches. You know what I mean? And before you know it, you look up, and 8 years have gone by. That's the point
I'm trying to make. Is that I look at some guys in this league and think they're going to get one. They're going to get one. I don't look at Dak. I don't put Dak in that class where I expect him to get one. I do agree with you. I definitely think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as your quarterback. No doubt about it. He's a very good quarterback. And this year he was great during the regular season. He had a great season. But like you said, you need a very good defense, which they have. They don't have the best defense in the league, but I think they do have a defense that's top five-ish. And you need, Rob, and you know I've said this since Dak got in the league. Dak cannot be the guy to put you on his back and carry you. You need your force. Your driving force needs to be the run game. And then Dak can manage the game and make some big plays here and there with his arm and with his legs. That's when he's at his best. And this year, Rob, during the regular season, he did carry them because Tony Pollard was really their only running back, their main one. And Tony, and people were right about this, Rob. You and I wondered about it. But carrying the full load, not having another back that could soften up the defense and take the big hits, that hurt Tony Pollard. And he didn't have his typical season. But if you get that guy, I don't know that they'll have the money. To me, they should go after Derrick Henry. But if you get – they need a meat eater at running back who can soften up the defense, and then I think Pollard would go back to being as good as he has been in the past. But the run game needs to be your identity, and then you've got a really good quarterback who can make plays for you. But Dak being your best offensive player, Dak being the guy that's going to make it happen and carry you, a la Josh Allen, a la Patrick Mahomes, a la Joe Burrow. No, he's not that guy, but that doesn't mean you can't win a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, because we talked about lesser quarterbacks have won Super Bowls. It's more
and
about,
I think he's good. Like,
no,
I,
I'm just saying.
You know
I'm just
mean?
Saying. That's why, really can't, that's why I can't rule him out.
Two.
Right. I'm just saying I can't rule him out. Like, oh, no, you'll never win with him. I couldn't say that. I thought they had a good chance to get there this year. I did. But
yeah, you picked them to win the NFC.
I picked them.
What are your thoughts on where they'll be next year? Jerry alluded, he said they're going to be all in, which sounded like a reference to we're going to re-sign Micah Parsons to a huge deal. We're going to sign CeeDee Lamb to big money. And to do that, Rob, they're going to have to extend Dak because they need to, you know, divvy out that his money. And right now it would be $59 million against the cap. So they're going to extend him pay him big money, which I think they should. I think they should. I don't think, like, next year they won't be the favorite to me in the NFC, but I do think they'll be in that group that has a shot. But, you know, I don't like their culture. I think it's hard to win the whole thing with their culture. But I think they will be in the hunt, and I know that's not what they want. They want to win it, but I don't think Jerry's willing to make the changes necessary for them to really win it. If he were, we wouldn't hear from him all next season.
Yeah, good
Maybe
luck.
Maybe once at the beginning of the season, that's it. Maybe. I don't even want to hear from him then. No, yeah. I know he's not going to do it, but it's his prerogative. He's making money for the team. But, dude, say you know what? What's the definition of insanity, Rob? You know it.
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Yes.
And he's done it, right?
And he's done it for 29 years, 30 years, whatever it is. And I wish he would just say, you know what? Next year, you're not going to hear from me during the season because it's going to be all about football. We're going to try to do something differently. I think we got the team to win it, and I'm just going to sit back and watch. Rob, I think his players would be so relieved. And I think they would be better off for it. I'm not saying they definitely win it, but I think they
would
be better.
No, no, no. I agree. I just think it's over the top and too much. Always saying too much. And it's because it's hard to just say, well, it's just the players. They just need to play better and that's it. Because it's been almost 30 years, Chris, right? Like that's right. The problem is there's only been one constant over those 30 years.
Right.
And that's Jerry.
No doubt.
That's the only constant.
No doubt. And it's good for business. It's good for them being on the talk shows. Heck, we're talking about them right now. And it appreciates the value of your franchise.
He's done all that. That's good. They get to A+ on all of that. Right. Only one problem. Since Jimmy Johnson left, basically, Chris, it's been a bare cupboard.
No doubt.
I know they won the one Super Bowl without
Barry
Jimmy
Switzer.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Barry Switzer. But that was Jimmy's team. He just took over.
Right.
Jimmy handed him the keys, Chris, and he drove into the driveway. That's
right.
What he did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Can the Cowboys win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as their quarterback? Your thoughts next, 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At at coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Your turn to weigh in. Can the Cowboys win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as their quarterback?
All right, let's kick it off with Harry in Chino, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Harry?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Pleasure to be on. I love your show. You guys are great. Appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Oh, that's right. All right. So, I mean, this is a really easy one, okay? No, he cannot win a Super Bowl. They cannot win a Super Bowl with Dak.
Wow.
I really like the way Dak plays. I think he's pretty poised in the pocket most of the time. He makes pretty good decisions. He stands upright and throws the ball pretty accurate. But with all that being said, when push comes to shove and you got to put your money where your mouth is, he's got all the pieces in place. I don't care who the coach is, what Jerry Jones is doing. Dak Prescott folds, man. It just is what it is. I don't think it's even a question personally, but I like the discussion and I think it's pretty interesting.
Well, look, he definitely folded this year, Rob. There's no reason why they should have
turned in a stinker like that. Not right. At home.
You can have a bad game, but that was – I mean, that
was bad from Jump Street, from 21 Jump Street. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, no doubt.
Andre, Dre, you're in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking the call.
Dre, you all right?
I'm okay. I got this little upper respiratory thing, so I seem like I'm sounding like Mickey from Rock. You know what I mean?
Cut him, Mick.
You know what I mean? You got to have you doing the one-handed push-ups, you know what I mean? And I left you by the wayside, but when you got to deal with Apollo Creed, now I'm going to come up the stairs and try to be your friend. Shout out to Mickey. That was a great movie. Also written by Sylvester Stallone in those days. Wrote that movie. And
the best part of that story, and I don't know if you, Chris, or Dre knows, but you know, they tried to get him. He had like $300 in his bank account or something. And they didn't want him. They just wanted to buy the script and didn't want him to be in it. And he didn't have any money. You know what I mean? Like he was at the end and he refused to give it up and just selling the script. You know what I mean? And not playing the role. And look, he blinked. You know, he didn't blink, I should say. And look at what happened to him.
Yeah, and the rest is history. Great story. Same thing was true with Chaz Palminteri with The Bronx Tale. But we won't get into that. You know, guys holding strong to their dream and their vision. We respect it. No, I have to go with the previous call. Absolutely not. You fool me once, shame on you. You fool me twice, shame on me. Dak Prescott, bottom line, he's not talented enough to overcome his coaching. Okay? So he cannot.
To overcome what?
He's not talented enough to overcome the coaching. He can't do it.
Fault or is it Mike McCarthy's fault?
I don't know whose fault it is. It's Jerry Jones back to
the original. It wasn't Mike McCarthy's fault. It was his fault for not getting his team prepared.
It's funny, the offense was better this year.
Right, I'm not going to blame McCarthy for Dak's performance in that game. Yeah. It got better. Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore.
Point taken.
And here's the other thing, too. Here's the other thing about the fool me once, fool me twice. Peyton Manning was 3-6 in the playoffs before he won his Super Bowl, his first Super Bowl. And everybody was killed. You think they're killing Dak. They were killing Peyton Manning more. And so, I mean, a lot of guys, Rob, John Elway, how many times did he struggle before he finally won later in his career? So
that's why it's hard for me to say that he can't write him off, right? That he can't win. You know what I mean? Like
you got to be careful.
Can't means unable to. You know what I mean?
Yep. You got to be careful with that. Yep. So it's interesting. Rob G, where you at on Dak?
I'll tell you what. I think that they can win with Dak Prescott. The problem though is, Dak Prescott in the regular season, you can put it on his shoulder and win at a high clip. We've seen that this season. You play who you play, right?
You can win those games.
They're one of those teams where their highs are probably just as high as anybody in football. Like when they're fully clicking, they look like world beaters. The issue is the inconsistency. Because when they play good teams, I don't know if it's a mental or if it's just a physical thing that they tend to drop down and look more like a bottom feeder type team. Like they don't have that higher benchmark that a team like the Chiefs have, where even on their worst games,
isn't it? Like they're, because they look great,
right?
Certain teams.
And so I think in the regular season you can play that way with Dak Prescott and you can win at a high clip. Right. When you get to the playoffs, though, something about his psyche, and even I know you guys laughed at me when I said this, my guy is always sweating. He's always got these big wide eyes. He's always looks like he's tense when he's out there. And if you're doing that in the postseason, it's hard to trust him. So you kind of almost have to take the ball out of his hands, rely on the running game, and almost, if you want to take it this way, Brock Purdy your way to a Super Bowl.
And you remember, let's flashback, when Ezekiel Elliott was the best runner in the league, and you know what I mean? And when Dak first showed up, you remember how that was working. I thought they were going to have a chance to win a Super Bowl then, right? They had a running back.
Rob, he was getting MVP votes that year.
Yeah. I mean, that was impressive. And then once Ezekiel started to go down the other way, Chris, then they wanted Dak to throw the ball more, and it was centered around him, and it just changed.
I've always called him a game manager who could make big plays. He's not just a typical pedestrian nondescript game manager. There's levels, right? But he's a game manager ultimately, I think, but he can make some big plays for you, and that's what they're going to have to make him if they're going to have a chance to win the Super
Bowl. And you remember, Chris, Tony Dungy got in trouble when he said, when Dak got hurt, remember that? And said, hey, this might be a blessing in disguise for the Cowboys. And people were like, oh, what you want him to be hurt?
No, he was right.
And he was saying that the Cowboys could get back to running the football. That was his point.
Yep, and he was absolutely right. All right, we got our man, Rob, your former nephew, Vinny Goodwill, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Give him hell because he wasn't at the party. I know I got divorced from his cousin, but he couldn't come to the party.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, Yahoo Sports NBA writer, host of the Good Word podcast, friend of the show, ex-nephew of Rob Parker. And that actually might be true since he didn't go to Rob's 60th birthday party. I think he is the ex-nephew.
That was the family. I think he called my ex-wife. She said, you better not show up in Las Vegas.
Vinny Goodwill. Vince, what's up, bro?
Y'all know what happened. I was on my way, but the airline would not let me bring Rob's walker onto the flight, so they kicked me off.
Thanks, Vinny. I appreciate it. My goodness.
Vinny, just tell the truth. You had better things to do, man.
No, I was scheduled to go because Rob's party happened to be on MLK Day weekend, and I was scheduled to go to D.C. for a work assignment. So that's why everything conflicted up against it. But for your next 60th birthday party, Rob.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. All right.
Vinny, good to have you on, man. Let's get started. Let's start with the Lakers. What is going on there? What do you make of LeBron's cryptic tweet where he tweeted out an hourglass? Like, what are your thoughts on this whole thing?
It's that time of the year, ain't it? Like, I feel like he's done that in both stints. And like, if Twitter was around in 2007, LeBron would have been doing that back then. You know what I mean? Like, he'd have been sending some cryptic message somewhere so we could all talk about it, so his team could be the topic of conversation about why they're not getting or acquiring your superstar for his trash. And that's just what it is. And the crazy thing is, LeBron is not at the stage of his career anymore, despite what the numbers look like, where he can carry a team. The numbers
no
look
doubt.
The same, like
no
25-7-7. But he doesn't have the effect on winning that he used to. And considering he's a free agent or a free agent to be, that he can be after the offseason, that's usually the carrot. But can the Lakers afford to keep bending and bending and bending? And they don't have the space to bend anymore as far as getting another superstar and then putting him under LeBron's sort of thumb, so to speak, where LeBron is the high usage guy. Can LeBron be the best player or second best player on a championship team anymore? I have questions.
But, Vinny, how surprising. I mean, LeBron and AD have played a lot this year, and they still can't win. To be at 500 with those two guys, and AD has all-star numbers, right? And LeBron's going to start in the all-star game, and I know mostly a fan vote, but he still, you know, has played well. How surprised are you? Because everybody wrote and said that they won the offseason. They went to the Western Conference Finals and improved their teams through trades, and yet they're treading water.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, y'all, but I remember the Western Conference Finals because I was there and I was.
No, they got swept. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because there was a Janet Jackson concert on the day of Game 5, and I was praying for a sweep. I didn't care who won. I was just praying for a sweep. Right? And I got my wish, right? Do y'all remember that the Nuggets had problems in every series except for the Lakers series?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
Do y'all remember that they were one Lonnie Walker to fourth quarter against Golden State in Game 4 of that series from possibly being in a seven-game series with that broken team? Like, a lot of things broke right for them in that playoff run, and people got way ahead of themselves believing that, hey, they've got the magic formula, they've got the coach, they got Austin Reeves, and not everything has gone wrong, but not enough has gone right with that roster and the way that they built things, and it's just a different NBA now. It's younger, it's faster, teams are scoring more, teams are shooting better, and the Lakers are stuck almost in a time warp where AD can play as well as he's ever played, and LeBron can put up the numbers because he's LeBron. But once again, it's not having an effect on winning. And you can't name me their third and fourth best players and tell me that they've won you games this year.
Do you think, like, a lot of this is starting to fall on Darvin Ham, and some people think he might get axed in a week or two. Do you think he's being unfairly scapegoated, or is this fair?
I mean, nothing's ever fair. You know what I mean? You sign up for this as coach. Look, Adrian Griffin got fired in this team. Is slated to be, you know, he was slated
they
to be the
All-Star 30-13,
coach.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so if they want to get rid of you, they're going to get rid of you. With Darvin, the questions are, do you believe in a roster or do you believe that a coach could do better? I could ask you, do you think Frank Vogel deserved to be fired when he was fired?
Right. No. We've talked about that, yeah.
So I don't know if Darvin Ham is the question or as much of a problem as he is that people are viewing him as not being the answer. But I don't know where the answer is.
Right.
I don't know what coach you could have that could make something out of that roster and that group of players.
Let me go here quickly, Rob, if you don't mind. Speaking of the answer,
don't let
Doc
me forget.
Rivers,
I want to do a Clippers question after this, Chris. Okay.
All right. Is Doc Rivers the answer? All right. Just wondering.
No, I don't. Here's the thing. I don't know, because the one thing you can say about Doc Rivers is, I think he will be a better coach when his two best players are guys you don't have to beg to play, or they're not an injury, you know, big injury concern. When his best players were Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, due to a self-starter, self-motivators, Doc was going to be just fine because you can have Doc coach the other guys. And Ray Allen, you can have him coach the other guys. When your best players are Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, somebody's going to be hurt. When your best players are James Harden and Joel Embiid, one of those dudes is not going to show up. You don't have that with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Maybe this is the best option for him.
Okay. The Clippers, where were you? Point. They got off to a terrible start, but they lose their first five games. People are like, I don't know. And they look pretty damn good right now. How far can this Clipper team go? And they look like a team to be reckoned with in the West.
Rob, I might be in L.A. in June for the finals.
Wow.
And it ain't going to be for the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think their potential is that good. And I just talked about James Harden not showing up in Philly. But James Harden is their third best player. And if you think about a team's third best player, we're talking about the Michael Porter Juniors of the world, or Tyler Hero, or Kristaps Porzingis. Guys who, if they show up, it's great. If they give you 40 in the playoff game, great. But you're not asking them to carry the load. That's for Kawhi Leonard, who's finally healthy. That's for Paul George, who's been healthy. And Kawhi Leonard looks to be every bit the Terminator that he's always been. And I don't know about y'all, but I think Ty Lue is the second best coach in basketball. And in the playoffs, that kind of helps you if you've got a roster that's good enough and you got a player in Harden that is capable of carrying a team, but you don't need him to.
Hey, Vinny, and Chris will tell you this. You know I don't give a lot of credit to coaches, but Chris, the one coach I bang the drum for is Ty Lue. I think he's a fantastic coach.
Rob hates coaches.
He's an excellent coach. Last thing before you go, the Mavericks. Are they starting to get on the clock with Luka Doncic? Because, I mean, they the seventh seed, they got talent, they got Kyrie. I know he's been injured a bit, but I don't think they are as good as I think they should be. And I'm not saying Jason Kidd is the problem. I think the way they play is a problem, like everything revolving around Luka. But what, I mean, do you think they need to do something? I don't know if it's a trade. But they got to start winning more games if they really want to keep him long term. Do you think we're getting edging toward that point? Inching toward that point, maybe?
I don't think that we're there yet, Chris, but you can see like the horizon. You can see the future. And I think the bigger problem is, can you have these super high usage guys taking up 40% of your possessions, not playing a lot of defense? You're having to build a team, even Kyrie notwithstanding. You're having to build a team with Luka Doncic like it's 2001 and it's Allen Iverson running the team. Right. You know what I mean? Where you got to bring a bunch of defenders and shot blockers and role players, because if you need the ball, if you need to cook, this ain't the place for you. So I don't know if it's they're on the clock with him. I think he's on the clock with himself, where the numbers will look good and everything else, but it won't equate to wins. I don't think he's a selfish player by any stretch, like the assists and everything else. But he's got to learn how to be effective without the ball. He's got to learn how to be able to let other players cook and move around the floor so that defenses have to account for him. So I think it's on Nico Harrison, who I really like, Jason Kidd, who I really like. I think they've done as well as you can reasonably expect. But a lot of this falls on the best player and the style of play.
Nah, I agree with everything you said on that one. All right, that's our man, Vince Goodwill. Check him out, read him, and Yahoo Sports does a fantastic job. Also, host of the Good Word podcast. Vince, great stuff as always, brother.
Thank you, Vinny.
Appreciate y'all. One of y'all going to have to come on my podcast one day.
I know. We're going to have to work it out.
I've been waiting for an invite,
but
it's never happened. I can't invite myself.
Rob, you're not awake that early.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do it. All right, brother. Peace. More iCouple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. All you guys can take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. You can enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat. Who doesn't like that? And seafood, too. It's all delivered straight to your door. You can support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with the code America. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. All right, Rob, tonight, I guess tonight is reunion. It wouldn't be reunion night, but I guess return night. Because Damian Lillard returning to Portland with the Milwaukee Bucks. That's a big deal. Dame was a great player there. Some think, Rob, Chris Haynes and I talked about this. Chris thinks Damian Lillard, and I know he's close to Dame, he thinks Damian Lillard is the greatest Blazer ever. I would have to go with Clyde Drexler.
Me too, Chris. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, he has a relationship with him, and I get it. I just...
Drexler led them to, what, two finals?
They went to the finals, Chris.
Was a fantastic player, yes. Lost to Detroit and lost to the Bulls and Michael Jordan, you know. And Bill Walton, think about this, with his injuries, he obviously led him to their only title.
But Chris, think about this. They didn't draft Jordan because of Drexler.
Right.
Right? Like seriously. Just think about what we just said.
It was a mistake, but that's
no, but Drexler I'm just was. Saying, but it tells you how much they thought of him and his talent.
No, and Rob, and he was all that. Right? And he told me once during an interview, this was probably 5 years ago, that he wanted them to draft Jordan because he felt like they could play together. And I mean, Rob, like to me, he was better than Scottie Pippen. He wasn't the defender Pippen was, but he was far better offensively, particularly
that
as a scorer.
That would have been something, huh? I wonder that would have been like.
They would have been ferocious. I mean, obviously, Jordan already won six, but still, that duo would have been crazy. But the point is, Dame deserves a tribute video, of course. I mean,
he's different. He was there a long time. I get all that.
The whole nine yards. He was great for them. But Rob, and I think you're going to go through the roof when you hear this if you already haven't heard it. Kevin Durant got cheered and got a tribute video.
That's terrible. That's terrible. We have lost it. It was a quick one because
it was Brooklyn highlights, but still.
We have lost it, Chris, where a participation trophy, all this stuff. I don't think there's any disrespect to Kevin Durant. It was short-lived. It didn't work out. He requested a trade. Just thanks, you were here. They paid him every paycheck he was supposed to get. They don't owe him anything. What has happened to fans to cheer him for what, Chris? Seriously.
Here's the thing, and I hear you, and I'm fine with what you're saying. What I will say is this. When you look at the NBA, Rob, the like just say retired numbers for the various franchises. They are totally different depending on the franchise. Lakers, you pretty much got to be an all-time great, a Hall of Famer, and have won a ring, right? Other teams, not so much, right? And the Nets, Rob, let's just face it. Since Jason Kidd led them to the finals in the early 2000s, it's been pretty bad for them. And I think... they were just like, look, he's an all-time great player, even if he wasn't necessarily that here. I mean, he still played well when he played. But we can celebrate him as that. He did come here willingly. He picked us. For the most part, he was fine. I mean, he did ask out later, but
He picked them, and they gave him money, Chris. They gave him money when he missed the first year.
Right. You're right, and I'm not mad at your take. I'm just saying, I think they were like, man, we haven't had anything good, really, for us. I mean, they've had promise. Remember, they had KG and Paul Pierce and Darren Williams and Joe Johnson. That didn't work out well. Then this group didn't work out well. I mean, think about it, Rob. I don't think they've had a player since Jason Kidd and that group, Kerry Kittles, Kenyon Martin, who's deserving of a tribute video. If he, do you?
Yeah, that's a good
point. They've had. So I'm just saying they probably look. They're just not much of a. They're an afterthought type franchise. You know what I mean? And I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that probably, even if it was subconsciously, that was probably their thinking.
Yeah, you're probably right. Just the reason to do something, but it just seems weird. I don't think that you have to celebrate everybody, Chris. You know, he was there not that long, didn't play that many games, was hurt, missed the season, full season, was hurt again. I don't get it. I just wouldn't do it. I think you should honor people who wore your uniform for a long time and excelled in it.
Nah, look, it's hard to argue that. I mean, he was right. He didn't think he deserved it, and he didn't. But I think this is a moribund franchise as opposed to Cinnabon.
There we go. Very
they,
nice.
They needed something fun, Rob.
Look at that. Chris stealing one of my jokes.
All right, we out. The Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. Fire.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.